bringing you some good vibes. No doubt. Powered by Good Guys Heating and Cooling.
Well, somebody's forcing me to tell a story.
You are uncomfortable telling it, but you yourself have said before, if you do something nice for someone, to do an act of being the good, talk about it. It's not bragging. What you're doing is you could be inspiring somebody else.
Exactly.
To look for an opportunity to help. And so, yeah, we're kind of pushing you through the door a little bit on this, but it's worth it.
Well, anything that's good about this story, I give full 1,000% credit to my life partner, Dietra, who was driving at the time, and we were driving home. We're on Green Valley Road, and Green Valley runs between Folsom and El Dorado Hills.
When was this? This weekend?
This was Monday.
Oh,
this
okay.
was Monday. It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And, Tom, you've been on Green Valley Road to get to Browns Ravine.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, there is no room on either side for somebody to be walking. You don't see somebody walking down that road. It's a very busy road. So here comes a woman walking towards us, and she's dressed nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And she's got a rolling suitcase with her. And I said out loud, she shouldn't be there. What is that woman doing with her suitcase? That looks really out of place.
She's like older or younger?
Older.
Okay.
And so that's all Dietra needed to hear. She flipped a U-ey. We came back around, pulled over, put on the flasher lights, got out and started talking to her. And this woman's probably 76, 77, 78,
oh, wow.
right in there, and she's highly upset and in tears because she and her daughter just had a fight, and her daughter kicked her out of the house. And her daughter had gone down to San Jose where this woman lives and picked her up and brought her because she was to babysit her grandkids.
Okay.
And she wasn't going to be able to babysit her grandkids. That had her upset. The fact that she wasn't allowed to go back to the house, she didn't know what she was going to do. She was trying to walk down to a gas station. She thought maybe she could get some help there. So we said, get in the car. So she gets in the car, and we're talking to her. She lives in San Jose. What if we got you a train ticket? You people are too nice. I can't believe you would do this for me. And so we drove down to downtown Sacramento to the train station, walked her in, bought a train ticket back to San Jose for her, and then gave her money because she would have to take a bus, I think, like 6 blocks to where she lives
okay.
from the train station. Got her some snacks, and just there were hugs all the way around, and she was crying. And she sat down. Her train was leaving in like half an hour, and then we left and went home.
Yeah, when you first told that story, both Cody and I, our kind of, you know, alarm lights went on. It's like, this sounds like it could be a scam.
Right.
But the fact that, first of all, where she was, that's not exactly, you know, a place you're going to try and pull a scam like that. But secondly,
not in the middle of the road on Green Valley,
exactly.
No.
Right.
But the second thing is, she actually accepted the train ticket. Like, if it were a scam, she'd have said, no, I just
right.
use the money instead or whatever. But the fact that she accepted the train ticket and got on the train tells me that this was legit.
So I give all the good credit to Dietra. Here's the footnote, and didn't think about it later. Her daughter lives in Mormon Island, which is an offshoot of Green Valley Road. There's a little subdivision back in there. And there's also an assisted living facility that deals primarily with older people who have dementia.
Okay.
And later on, somebody brought that up to me, and I got to thinking, what if, like when she was 4, she lived in San Jose?
No.
And she thought she lived there, and they're missing somebody, and we just put her on a train
oh
to San
gosh.
Jose. So we did check in with the facility.
Okay, good.
She's not from there.
Okay.
Good, so everything
and when
seems...
you were talking to her, she seemed like she had all of her wits about her, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, there was nothing that would raise any kind of flags.
So again, all the good goes to Dietra. The thing where I didn't think about, okay, maybe this is what it could be, that's on me.
In the moment, it's hard to keep all
right.
of those things in mind, especially in a stressful situation like that.
Kind of, yeah.
And you were focused on being the good, which good for you,
so
regardless.
That's the good vibes for Wednesday, and she got home fine, and we're happy she did.